from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Hey, it's Jessica. July 30th. 10 things to be aware of before the day starts. Let's get into it. First, from Bloomberg Top, China's AI boomtowns race ahead as rest of economy falls behind. In Hefei, the heart of China's memory chip industry, factories can barely keep up with the world's appetite for AI hardware. In Changchun, the Rust Belt home of gasoline-powered car making, officials admitted to unprecedented difficulties, a phrase later removed after drawing social media attention. Next, second, from Straits Times, Polish police find crater, debris of unidentified object as Russia strikes Ukraine. Warsaw, July 30th. Polish police found a crater and scattered debris in a field left by an unidentified object that disappeared from army radars tracking it in domestic airspace during Russian strikes on Ukraine, authorities said on Thursday. Up next, third from The Guardian UK. Polls open in Greater Manchester mayoral by-election overshadowed by new PM and Farage's antics. Labour's Bev Craig expected to win contest that lost column inches to Andy Burnham's ascent, and Reform UK leader's self-imposed Clacton vote voting has begun in the biggest by-election in British political history, with more than 2 million people eligible to choose Andy Burnham's successor as Greater Manchester mayor. In normal times, such a large and politically significant by-election would have dominated the headlines for weeks, particularly as senior Labour figures only weeks ago feared losing the prize mayoralty to Nigel Farage's Reform UK. Continue reading. On the markets, Kelsey traders have been actively repricing this story in the last day. And then, fourth, from Le Monde, en direct, guerre en Ukraine. La Russie bombarde les villes de Kiev, Lviv et Kryvyi Rih. JavaScript is disabled in your browser. Please enable JavaScript to proceed. A required part of this site couldn't load. This may be due to a browser extension, network issues, or browser settings. Please check your connection, disable any ad blockers, or try using a different browser. Next. Fifth, from BBC Middle East. 2 weeks after her death, I got a call. Gaza patients face agonizing delays for evacuation. 2 weeks after her death, I got a call. Gaza patients face agonizing delays for evacuation. Published. When Gaza's medical board approved Amina Abu Al-Qas to leave the Strip for treatment abroad, her son Saber said it felt like the beginning of a new life. It brought life back into her. She knew there was no treatment in Gaza, so she was happy and excited. He told the BBC, Amina was suffering from an aggressive necrotizing infection that had spread to her skull. Up next. Sixth, from the Hindu Top, voting underway for Manjalpur by-election in Gujarat. Voting began on Thursday, July 30th, 2026, for the by-election to the Manjalpur Assembly seat in Gujarat's Vadodara district, with polling being held to decide the fate of two candidates in the fray. Polling began at 7 a.m. That's the day. Back at the desk tomorrow, what to watch is in your subscribe link. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.